What do you say to a patient, for example, maybe very healthy in their 50s otherwise, in terms of comorbidities, in terms of what to expect from transplant, in terms of outcome, both toxicity, mortality, and also benefit?
So what I share with patients, again, 50s, no significant comorbidities, good donor, is that the outcomes are very favorable. They're far from perfect, but they're good. With the non-myeloablative transplant, we might expect that survival to be 60 to 80%, depending upon the individual in that age range. I think as we get older, we get to alternative donor types, comorbidities, those rates can clearly decrease due to higher rates of either complications, graft versus host disease, etc. We know the transplant can be successful. Early on, there was a concern that due to the fibrosis in the bone marrow, that there would be a high rate of graft failure because of failure to engraft with the fibrosis. Fortunately, we found that overall, that is not a significant difficulty that these patients face. That although their marrow appears compromised, they are able to engraft and recover from that. I share with patients that a transplant is probably a 3 to 6 month period of very intensive medical care, with that 3 month period of being in and out of the hospital, with really started by typically a 1 month inpatient stay. But that what is the most variable is whether there will be more long-term complications that will really make it much more difficult for them.
For this type of patient, what number do you give them in terms of the possibility of treatment-related mortality? What number do you give them about the possibility of being cured?
So I'd say it depends very much on those variables as to the donor, their comorbidities, their risk with the disease. The transplant-related mortality, I'd say, is probably at least 10 to 30%, depending upon the age and things of that nature. It certainly could go higher in more difficult circumstances. I think the likelihood of being cured does have a link with the disease itself. The higher risk of the disease, the lower the chance of cure. Additionally, we're finding that the presence of certain mutations that are the most risk-inducing in the disease, such as the presence of ASXL1, are also associated with the worst outcomes from transplant. So transplant can help to salvage those individuals, but clearly they have a lower upfront risk of success than they would otherwise.
What is the broad scope, though, of chance of cure?
So I'd say it really can range. The best case scenario is a likelihood of cure, I would say, of 60 to 80%. But that's really best case scenario, lower risk disease, younger patient, no evidence of progression. Clearly, things that can really deteriorate that number significantly is higher risk disease, closer status to acute leukemia in terms of disease burden with blasts, higher risk molecular features, more alternative donors, older age patient, and more comorbidities.